Good morning. It is March 3rd, 2016. The time is 06:24 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. And yes, a second audio on this Android app of that program formerly known as Audioboo. I did one yesterday talking about Anchor, that new shiny penny of audio that's on this thing called the internet. And when I listened to the playback after uploading that audio yesterday, being recorded on my LG Ultimate 2, which is Android 4.4, which is KitKat, I guess, it's which is a sweet Android interface. I like this LG Ultimate phone, but the app itself, the program formerly known as Audioboo, which is version 3.8.2, sounded like crap. So I had to do a second test here, and I'm talking straight on to the screen because I believe there's two mics, so I'm going to be doing a test on the mics. And again, on the app itself, I have no indication of my voice levels or anything like that that I've seen in previous versions of this app. Of course, on my iPad mini, I still have an older version that I really enjoy using, and I haven't updated on iOS at all, which I don't plan on doing, as well as on my iPod touches. I have an older version. Probably one of them has the original, one of the original version, version 2, I think. But all I see on the screen is 8 minutes and 9 seconds left of recording time and the on and off button. Let's see, I forgot to turn the screensaver off. I did turn the screensaver off yesterday, so I'll keep track of that. As far as it gets in, I'll keep it highlighted, because I think when the screensaver kicks in, I think that shuts the audio off. So this is I'm going to talk into the bottom mic. This is the bottom mic of the phone, and I'll see how that sounds. Again, the recording yesterday was very tinny, and I don't know if it has to do with this particular LG phone, Android phone. Now, I did have a previous this phone, a Huawei Android phone, which I started using the Android app of the program formerly known as Audioboo, and it sounded clear. It sounded clear, but the audio that I have placed on this, used on this particular audio app, has been on a recorder, and that was a high-Q MP3 recording. I think the last couple of audios I did back in December. So this is the bottom mic. I'm going to transition to the top mic. This is the top mic, and this is what I was doing yesterday. And I do have the volume at high. I think yesterday's recording, it had it at halfway. So I'm looking at all the settings on this particular test of audio on Android, my LG Ultimate 2 of the program formerly known as Audioboo version 3.8. And now I'm transitioning back to what I normally do, talk right into the screen, and hopefully the two mics can pick it up. I believe there's two mics on this, from what I've been told. So we'll see what happens on this particular test. See if I can. I was really surprised that I was able to upload the app on my LG phone, but I couldn't attach a picture, so I had to go through the web page to attach a picture as well as edit the description, because if I put too much in, it sort of blocks out the area where you can plug in the description and you can't hit the upload button. So right now, this particular app that's on the LG smartphone here is not looking too good as far as using it. It's more frustrations on top of already frustrations of the past trying to use it. So it, for the most part, it looks like I'm going to probably be just using it as a listen app instead of a using app, and goes through a regular. My next audio test that I put up after this one will be on this phone, but we'll be using the Hi-Q MP3 recorder that our good friend at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach, that bloke in America, or that American bloke in Ireland, suggested a while back to using, and I like using that. So I'm up on 5 minutes, so that's the end of the test on this audio on Android program, formerly known as AudioBoo version 3.8.2, and this is Android 4.4 KitKat on this particular phone. Ciao for now.